Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Boys and girls, are you ready for another amazing bedtime story? So am I. So, tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Change of Qibla. This one's a very interesting one, so listen carefully. The Change of Qibla. Boys and girls, the Qibla is the direction in which we pray our Salah. So, are you ready to hear this one? Here we go. Almost 18 months had passed since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina. He stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub, a helper. Immediately, he ordered his followers to build a masjid. Both the helpers and the emigrants worked hard. Soon, the masjid was ready. And near the masjid stood the Prophet's house. The masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very simple. It was made of palm tree trunks and the roof of palm tree leaves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led all the prayers in the masjid. At first, Jerusalem was the Qibla, or the prayer direction. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers prayed facing Jerusalem. Then, one day, a revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Boys and girls, revelation in Arabic is called wahi. In English, it means the words and will of Allah being delivered. So, one day, a revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was praying. Allah ordered him to change the Qibla. This is how it happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leading the prayers. He was facing Jerusalem as usual. While in the middle of the prayer, he suddenly received a revelation of the Quran. The words of this revelation are, I have often seen you look at the sky. I have seen you search the heavens. Now I will give you a Qibla that will make you happy. Turn your face towards the sacred masjid and pray facing the Kaaba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned there and then. The people followed him. They began the prayers facing Jerusalem, but they finished the prayers facing the Kaaba. To this day, a masjid in Medina stands at the very spot where this revelation was made. Boys and girls, do you know what this masjid is called? Well, let me tell you. This masjid is called Masjid Al-Qiblatain, or the Masjid of Two Qiblas. Wow, what an amazing story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, boys and girls, remember, when it's time to sleep, what do you have to do? That's right, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, that's right, we say Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? After three, let's say it together. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good, mashallah. The second thing we have to do when we go to bed is to pray the bedtime dua. You all know this is very important. But just to make sure, let's pray together right now. Okay? After three. One, two, three. Allahumma bismika amutu wahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. Again, you've been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, always remember to be good and always listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid-e Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.